what I can. Change in me, give me courage to rise, to stand and believe, and the wisdom to know what I need to leave. Oh, I'm trusting you daily, faithfully.
Hey, family, and welcome back to Sacred Singleness. Last time, we paused to talk about roots and planting seeds in our singleness. And I really love that conversation because, you know, roots aren't glamorous. They're not, but they're so necessary. And seeds may be very small, but they carry our future, guys. So in today's episode is one that gets real for all of us, right? Which is overcoming loneliness in God's presence during our singleness. Let's be honest about singleness, okay? Whether you're a man, a woman, or a single mother balancing it all, it can sometimes feel very lonely. It doesn't matter. Even if you got friends, even if you're busy, there are those moments when the silence feels so loud. And instead of sugarcoating it, I want to go ahead and just have an honest conversation about loneliness and how God meets us, you know, in it. So let's just name it, loneliness is real. And here's the thing, loneliness doesn't only happen to people who are single. You know, you can be surrounded by people in a relationship, even married, and they still feel lonely. I'm gonna take it back. You know, when I was in a relationship with the father of my child, I never felt lonelier than when I was in that relationship with him. Because even though there was companionship there, there was somebody around in the house, I wasn't alone per se, physically, emotionally, and just spiritually, I was lonely. But, you know, for many of us in this season, singleness can definitely be magnified, right? And it might not be magnified when you're with someone, but it's definitely magnified when you're single. In the quiet house after work, you know, scrolling through social media at night and seeing couples, families, people going on trips, or for my single moms, when the kids are finally asleep and you're sitting there with a weight of responsibility on your shoulders and no one to tag in, you know, it's hard. And let's be real, guys, sometimes men get quiet about their loneliness. You know, you keep it to yourselves. Maybe distract yourself with work or hobbies, but loneliness touches you too, and you can't deny that. But the good news, though, is that loneliness isn't something to fear or to bury. It's an invitation, right? An open space where God's presence can meet you deeper than ever. And so let's look at some examples from the Bible, because loneliness isn't something that's just new, right? And it just happened. Let's talk about David. So in Psalms of 25, chapter 25, verse 16, David cries out, "Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted." And I'm going to tell you, David was anointed and chosen, but he still felt isolated because his loneliness pushed him to seek God, right? He cried out to him. Let's talk about Elijah, right? After a big victory that, you know, he against the prophets of Baal, he ended up, you know, in the wilderness saying, "I am the one," or "I am the only one left." Okay. And that was 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 10. I just literally finished 1 Kings. I'm reading 2 Kings now. But, you know, loneliness made him want to quit. But God reminded him he was not alone. And let's talk about Jesus as well, because, you know, I got to put Jesus in this baby. Even when he experienced loneliness in Gethsemane, his closest friends fell asleep on him. And on the cross, okay, he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And yet, even in that moment, when he was crying out, he was really fulfilling the greatest act of love the world has ever seen. So if loneliness shows up in your story, it doesn't mean you're weak or faithless. It just means you're human. And God knows how to meet us there. Seek God in the moments of loneliness. A lot of us seek external things, right? Partying, hanging with friends, taking a trip, doing things that, and there's nothing wrong with doing those things, but if you're doing it to cover up your loneliness, it just magnifies it. It's not going to make you feel better, right? It's like putting a little Band-Aid on a cut, or I should say on a wound. That little Band-Aid ain't going to do nothing to that wound. That wound's still going to be there after you rip that Band-Aid off. You got to take care of that issue, right? So seek God and make him heal you and make him see that, you know, your loneliness is just a state of mind, okay? And once you figure that out, then when you go out with friends and come back, you'll be fulfilled. You won't feel lonely. You won't have to do all these external things to try to cover up that loneliness, because at the end of the day, after all is said and done, you're going to come back and there's still going to be that loneliness there following you. And the world we live in right now makes loneliness pretty tricky, right? We've got 24/7 access to people online, but again, somehow we feel more disconnected than ever. You know, you can have hundreds of followers, but still feel unseen. I see so many people on Instagram and on Facebook and all these social platforms that have thousands and thousands of people. And I'm like, do you even really know these people? Or are they just people that are following just so you can have a number up there to feel like you have friends or you feel like you have people that you know? When I see people with like 1,000 plus more followers, I'm like, are these really like, I don't know. Because like, for example, my Instagram, I think I have under 200 people, and best believe that every single person that is on my Instagram, I know them. Like I know them and I actually have some sort of relationship with them, communication with them. Some of them, you know, are more work related. Some of them are more family. Some of them are friends or like people that I've met, but I just meet you and here's my Instagram. No, like I don't want to invite you to my life. I'm very selective with the people that I have. So even people like I can't say for a fact, those people that have thousands and thousands of people in their thing, they're still probably feeling lonely because none of those people really care about you guys. Because again, we're seeking the wrong things. So let me shift it a little bit for my single moms, because I'm one, and loneliness can literally look like doing everything alone, right? Parent-teacher meetings, you're there. Doctor's appointments, you're there. Or just literally just carrying the emotional weight with no partner to lean on. And I know people say, oh, you know, we co-parent, but co-parenting is a lot different when you have an active parent that wants to co-parent, right? Someone who's actually there and present. Right? Not just you every single time your kid gets sick, you know, you have to take off work. Now, if you had a co-parent or another parent that was actually active, then this word might not speak heavily on you. But I'm talking to those parents and single mothers that, and also I'm not even going to say single mothers. I'm going to say single dads as well, because I know a lot of men who the women's not present, the mother's not present, right? So this is going to talk for both single moms and single dads. So it's hard, and I know. It's hard when you don't have no one to lean on. I get it. But stay in prayer. And for men, okay, loneliness can look like putting on a strong face, but inside wishing somebody really understood the pressure you carry. I'm going to say something. I'm very observant, and I have people in my life, and I have a particular person in my life that I know they put this front on, and like everything's okay and everything's peachy. Deep down, I know that's not the case. And I don't pursue the person. I don't ask questions because I feel like even if I ask, they wouldn't open up to me. And at one point in my time, I used to take that personal. I don't take it personal anymore. I wish for that person to be a little bit more open and more honest with me, but I can't make people you know, do what they don't want to do. So, but to say the least, I know men can put up a front, and that front can be by, again, going out, trying to cover their time with things to make them kind of forget what's going on, right? Taking a trip, going on journeys to I don't know, whatever the case might be. Whatever they're doing to occupy their time is just a filler, right? So just know that we see you. Okay, we see you. If you have a woman in your life or somebody, a friend or someone, and you think that you telling them you're okay, they don't see through the mask that you have built. No, we've seen, but you know, we thread very lightly when it comes to that, especially when you're a very closed off individual and you don't like to express, or you want to put up a front that you're okay when you're really not okay. And guys, let me tell you something, reach out to that person that you feel like, you know, they don't care, because they do care, especially if they're still in your life, especially if you know that they love you, if they know, whether that's a mother, whether that's a friend, whether that's a somebody you're still in contact with, get it out. You don't have to do life alone, okay? Just because you're the male version doesn't mean that you have to be so strong that you don't ever break, okay? And my women, you know, I know loneliness can look like scrolling, comparing, and wondering if God has forgotten your name. But here's the thing. Loneliness doesn't have to be the end of the story, right? God promises his presence is in the middle of it. So when you're feeling lonely, okay, acknowledge it. Don't deny it. You know, pretending you're fine when you're not doesn't heal you. Okay, it doesn't. Like I said, it's just putting a Band-Aid on a wound. And bringing your loneliness to God, honestly, like David did, will help you heal and make you feel like you're not alone, like there's somebody there with you. You know, try to practice God's presence daily. Psalms chapter 16:11 says, "You make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy." You know, create intentional time for worship, prayer, even silence when you lean into his nearness. Go for a walk. Put on some headphones and listen to worship music. You know, go work out and put worship music in the background. There's a lot of people out there that has different types of worship music that are like more of a like an upbeat rap. You know, whatever you're into, there is songs out there that are worship material, that are godly, that will put you in the mood to work out. Okay. But doing it, so you're seeking his presence, right? You're filling your ears and your heart with peace and God. Stay rooted in your community. Loneliness grows in isolation, guys. Okay? So join a small group. Serve at church. You know, call that friend. Sometimes God's presence is revealed through his people. You know, use loneliness as a launching pad. Instead of seeing it as a void, see it more like, I don't know, as a chance to grow. You know, write something down, create, learn, build, plant those seeds that we talked about in the last episodes, right? The little four seeds that I gave you guys. And if you don't remember them, go back and listen to it. And always remember his promise. You know, in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, it says, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." So loneliness says, "I'm abandoned," when God's word says you are not alone. You see the difference? If we lean on our own understanding of what loneliness says, I'm abandoned, that is the devil. Our own understanding is the devil. I'm gonna paint it like that. Our understanding is the devil. That's just how I can paint it to you. But God's word, if you seek God's word in the Bible, it says you're not alone. And you need to start walking like you believe that. you are not alone, because even though you might not see anybody, he's in that room with you. Okay. He's right next to you. If you reach out and call for God, he will show up for you. So I'm going to go ahead and speak directly to my single moms and my single dads too. Okay. Both. I want to pause here again, because loneliness for us hits differently than for just single people with no children. You know, sometimes we don't even get the time to feel lonely until the house is finally quiet. And by that time is when we're laying our heads down in our pillows. And that silence, I can tell you, it can feel overwhelming. But I want you to know that you're not doing this alone. Okay. There's millions of people out here struggling just like myself and you that is listening on the other side. But God is walking beside us in every diaper change. My son doesn't have a diaper. He's 10, but I know some single mothers that are got young babies. Okay. Through every homework assignment, every hard decision that you've had to make. And, you know, we may feel unseen. Okay, guys, but we're really fully seen by Christ. And you may feel like you're unappreciated, you know, especially by your children, because your children, oh my God, they can push those buttons. They really can. And my son is pushing mine to the limit. And I'm about to crack like an egg. You hear me? I understand, especially when you're frustrated and you got all these responsibility and you don't have nobody and you just need 5 minutes and you think you're about to just, you know, toss them across the room. I feel you. But you want me to tell you something? Heaven applauds our faithfulness for staying consistent, making sure that our children are safe, our children are taken care of. In Isaiah chapter 41:10 says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." So even though nobody else is holding us up, sis, bro, God himself is holding us up. And those little ones you're raising, okay, they're watching. You're sowing seeds of resilience and faith that will echo into their futures. But all right, fam, I had to talk to my single parents, okay? Because not all single people are not just kidless, okay? So let's reflect. Where does loneliness show up the most in our lives? Is it at nighttime? Is it in the quiet moments? Is it in comparison with others? And how do we normally respond? Is it with distraction? Is it with busyness? Is it with numbing? And what would it look like to invite God into our space instead of trying to fill it in our own? I want you to write it down. I want you to pray through it. And I want you to talk it out with a trusted friend, somebody that you trust. I don't want you guys to carry it in silence. I really don't. If you carry it in silence, you're never going to be able to move past it, okay? So let's go ahead and pray. Father, thank you that you are near to the lonely, close to the brokenhearted, and faithful to your people. We confess the places where we try to fill loneliness with noise, distraction, or comparison. Teach us instead to run into your presence, where there is fullness of joy. For my brothers listening, give them strength to admit their need for connection. For my sisters, replace comparison with confidence in you. For our single moms and dads, wrap them in your love and remind them daily that they are not alone in raising their children. Lord, help us to plant seeds of trust, of joy, and of resilience, even in our loneliest moments, knowing that you never leave us or forsakes us. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. And I want to thank you guys for sitting with me in this conversation, because, you know, loneliness may visit, but it doesn't have to stay. And God's presence is closer than your breath. I'll see you next time on sacred singleness. And until then, you know, walk with peace, root yourself in his presence, and remember, you are never truly alone, sis and bro. So until next time, bye guys.
I'm letting it be. Love.